Chapter 4. The Secret Uncovered. Now I was less than 10 feet away from this horrible man, at night and in a place I should not be. If Cornelius saw me, I did not know what he would do. I closed my eyes and pretended I was not there. I imagined that I was back in my bed, safe under the covers, with my thick blanket all around me. In this dream, I heard Cornelius and my father talking in low voices, so I opened my eyes. Both men were near the fire, wearing long black aprons. There were strange tools all about them. My father used them to pull a hot, shining mass out of the fire. It looked like a human face. Cornelius bent down, reached into a large sack, and pulled out a small, round ball. It was an eyeball. Cornelius was the Sandman. I screamed, and Cornelius turned and looked directly at me. I jumped up, knocking over the potted plant. Cornelius gave a shout and started toward me. I ran toward the door, but was stopped by the sudden sound of Cornelius shouting, "Stop, Nathaniel!" I stopped, held by these words as if by magic. Cornelius walked slowly toward me. Each heavy footstep felt like a weight falling inside my head. My heart raced, and my body was on fire. I felt hot breath on my neck. My whole body went limp, and I fell to the floor as everything went black.